אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of
Balasulam. We're reading the article "The Peace" from Baal HaSulam. You can find it in our archive. Questions can be sent to Cup TV or Tzviva Tova. We're reading "The Peace." We're in the heading where it starts. But win all the work.
I recommend you study this article carefully, because we are entering with you into the depth of the shattering, and humanity is entering the shattering, and we are together with it, and we need to know how we explain what happens to the world, what's happening to the people of Israel, and in general to every person in the current state, and how we can see the way out of that crisis, that multi-crisis that is beginning to reveal itself with each passing day. So let's study it seriously, not as an article about the society, but usually we skim over it kind of lightly.
Once again, we're in the line where it starts with "when all the work." Actually, we're somewhere else. One sin was sinned by this nation, and the greater shall not forgive. All this precious and exalted work, namely bestow upon others, which they have begun to perform, must be for the sake of the Creator, and not for the sake of humanity. Because they do their work not for his sake, from nature's point of view, they have no right to exist. Try to imagine if every person in that society were anxious to observe the mitzvot of the Creator to the extent of the verse, "And you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might," and to that extent would rush to satisfy the needs and wishes of one's friend in the full measure imprinted in man to satisfy his own wishes, as it is written, "Love your neighbor as yourself." If the Creator himself were the goal of every worker while working for the well-being of society, meaning that the worker would expect this work for the sake of society to reward him with dvikut, adhesion with him, the source of all goodness and truth and every pleasantness and softness, there's no doubt that within a few years they would rise in wealth over all the countries of the world combined. That is because then they would be able to utilize the raw materials in their lush soil and would truly be an example for all the countries and would be considered blessed by the Creator.
Questions?
Does Baal HaSulam even at all talk about Russia? It's kind of like not reality at all. What he's writing here, what needs to be attained, like what we read about the ideal state.
The ideal state was his goal for them, at least for part of the people, 5-10 people, however they were. There were a few people like that who were ready to give their lives for it. What? That's how it was.
That's not a nation. It's a...
No, it's not a nation, yeah.
The nation wasn't willing to even...
That's why we said yesterday that this is lack of preparation. And preparation for us is called education, upbringing. There was no preparation. The state was not ready for it because they were enslaved. They were so on. They were without education, without preparation. And you need people who come with great preparation to the spiritual work. Like us, how many years have we been engaging with it? And we still can see when we'll be ready for it. let alone these people. That's why we say that in this world, in the modern world as well, seemingly people are more prepared and suffer, but nevertheless they need additional education. That's why everything depends on our dissemination. And through the dissemination, we can bring the population closer to a state so it would understand population, what stages it has to go through according to the plan of nature. And there's no way out of it. We have to do it. We have to see how to be prepared for it and go through these things in a soft, smooth, fast way. And so on and so forth. Everything depends on preparation, on education.
And I'm sorry, I'll say Europe in its time, where the was Europe the reason of Kabbalists, were they more ready, meaning even intellectual?
External education, of course, can be found in Europe. At a height that's incomparable to what you could find in Russia back then. They were barbarians. On the other hand, the Russian character was more prepared. They suffered more. They were willing to make concessions more readily. Whereas in Europe, you can see that they're unable to give up anything. You see it now. Different conditions, but in both conditions, with respect to the spiritual work, both of them are unprepared, and Europe in general is not prepared. You see what's going on in France and other places. There are no people who are dying of hunger or have nothing to wear. They don't have it like it was before. Rather, everything is according to modern standards. Nevertheless, we need to have the education of the people.
If I look today with my eyes at reality in the world, I see that there's a great dependency between countries, one on another.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's very similar to what was in family, where one was dependent on another in the family. Now, for the world to understand that it must be in the work like a family, because the situation obligates us. We can see what there needs to be a certain form of explanation before the Kabbalah about the shattering, about the crisis.
But it's possible everyone is crying out and they say that we have to be connected in a nice, good way. But the ego between us won't let us connect correctly. If you're talking about the ego, then explanation about the ego is the wisdom of Kabbalah.
That's the second stage, but the first stage, like...
The first stage is that everybody knows that everyone is interdependent. So what do we have here? Two things. Either Trump is doing is he wants to separate himself. You're there, we're here. Because the connection of the wicked, it's bad for them, bad for the world. So it's best if we go our separate ways. And this is true. Egoistically, simply, in a rational way, he's absolutely right. But it's not correction. It's not correction. It's only in order to prevent a little bit the eruption of the evil. Not more than that. Because the connection comes from above, necessarily. Like it or not, you will be connected. Even if he will stop it for a few years. Various international trade unions and so on and so forth. He won't be able to prevent these connections from appearing. So humanity will feel itself, nevertheless, as interdependent to such a degree that each one is choking the other. The ego is growing, and the dependency grows, and the state is is becoming more and more dangerous.
Well, it's not clear to me, maybe because I'm learning and we learn, we see this in a very specific way. When I look at it in a rational manner, I say humanity is like a big organization where there's interdependence between all the countries. And in the organization, there must be work together. That's common. Because if each person in the organization will work for himself, the organization won't operate. But there's no call for that today in the world.
It can't be a call for that in the world because nobody knows how to deal with that inner ego. They're not aimed at that. I'll tell you even more than that. You compare it to the family, and what's happening in the families today?
The same thing.
There's nothing to do but to bring them the method of correction. And the method of correction means to rise above in the individual egos. How to do it? You will teach them? Anyone would want to hear about it? No, that's a slow, gradual plan of education of the world, of men. This is what we need to start with.
So for us, this observation, this is because we seemingly see the solution, even though we can't implement it. But for humanity, unless there's a solution, it will let them see the crisis.
That's why we say that we have a solution.
We say that education is a preceding state for all the change that needs to happen. What is the education by nature? What's the difference between...
By nature is just like a mother teaches her little child. Don't touch this, do that, don't hit him, come closer to him in a better way, and so on and so forth, according to the ego. So the ego will benefit. You'll have a safe play in your games and your development. This is natural development. All of our universities, our schools, all of our systems are, you know, just like animals teach their offspring, we similarly teach our children. All of our education, all the universities, all the kindergartens, doesn't matter what. Just like a mother at home. Everything in one direction. How to succeed? My beloved, my dear, my sweetie, with your ego.
I'm trying to understand what the attitude of a person needs to be.
And here, the education has to be different. The opposite. How, my beloved, you rise above your ego, so this would give you all the good. You understand how... What a different kind of mother we need to have, Imaila, upper mother, in order to raise her child, and the way that she has to take to explain it to him because he doesn't want it. He will say, bad mother. She's telling me, this is no. Bad mother.
So what do I need towards this education? What does my relationship need to be that's different so that I will...
A great deal of support from the society, a highly developed education, gradual, slow education, whereby the society agrees in advance, agrees it came to the recognition of evil, that there's no choice, and then through this social agreement, social contract, we begin this education on ourselves and on all the layers of society. Otherwise, we are falling into the abyss.
Before that agreement, there needs to be a certain recognition that there's a force of nature, a recognition.
The recognition is simple. If we don't stop ourselves, it's certain that someone will drop a nuclear bomb. How will you protect yourself from happening, from this to happen? You understand that so many bombs are ready that once the first starts, you won't be able to stop anything until all that will be left of the planet will be a piece of charred coal. That's it. That's why we have to study what he's telling us very carefully. There's a great deal of wisdom in this, and also learn the attitude, the approach, and prepare ourselves for that. You see, according to the news, what's happening in the world. I'm telling you that the time is near.
So there's something in, let's say if we talk about the reforming light that can give a person this hope, kind of like, maybe everyone will explode. I don't have what to do. If you're telling me...
Incorrect. The plan of creation is not like that. It took you by the ear and put you here to sit and study and perform an action.
I'm talking about the world.
The world depends on you. There's no actions in them, no deeds. It all depends on you. But we only have to see on them our state, to what extent we need to disseminate the method of education, and with what calculation we have to enter the nation, the world. Do we have some time left or not? Meaning, it should all be measured according to their degree of development, of their recognition of evil.
So what do...
You see, that 5-8 years ago when I spoke about anti-Semitism, everybody laughed at me. They laughed in my face wherever I would appear on the media completely. Today, everyone is writing the opposite. They're writing about that. So, you know, the time is changing. We can start.
Our explanation needs to be such that will obligate us towards the audience, towards the public? Is that it?
To ourselves?
No, I mean towards the external public.
What do you mean obligate us?
For them to understand that the responsibility is specifically upon us.
Yeah, this is part of the explanation. For them to understand that we're doing this in order to carry out the upper plan, not that we feel like doing something like every political party. You see each one yelling, give me, let me run the country a little bit, as if it's a game each one wants to play with. Okay. I don't want to... Asher, I'm not going to let you speak. I don't want to hear what you heard from your guru.
Why place the creator for the goal when you're talking about the richness of the society that is saying that's what gives me... Why, like he writes here, place the creator as a goal when he's working for the riches of the society? Why does it resolve the problem of the ego that doesn't let us connect? How does that resolve the problem of the ego that everyone is aware of, that we can't connect?
But we are getting force above the ego. The ego becomes helps against. It shows us where we can't connect, and there specifically we begin to establish connections.
A Kabbalah student can understand that. I'm talking now about Bala Sulam, who's turning, let's say, to the communists and telling them the problem of the ego, you didn't take it into account, and therefore you didn't connect. And if you were to place the creator as a goal, and every worker would do it for the riches of the society, then not only would you succeed, you would bring all the riches to...
What is creator? You're talking like a religious person. I don't understand what you mean when you refer to the creator. When he speaks of the creator, he speaks of an upper force, an upper program that has to be executed. And if you take it into consideration, you work accordingly, you can succeed. This is called the creator, the general law of reality, which is love thy friend as yourself. This is the essence of the creator, love.
So we need to take into account that there is an upper plan and a destiny, a fate that is placed before us? Meaning all that was missing to those that were trying to come to love thy friend as thyself is to take into account that it's part of some general program plan?
You understand? You need education. Why are you going around it?
I'm trying to understand, what is this addition of this upper plan? It's some knowledge,
it's a knowledge about the upper program that exists in nature, and nature advances us by increasing the egoistic will to receive, and it shows us by that how evil that force is, and it also gives us the opportunity to build above it the good force, and to be in these two lines, the evil and the good, and the middle one in between them, and by that to control reality, open our eyes, and come closer to the goal. This is a process, sir, in the explanation and in the realization.
Okay, so I understand seemingly all of that as a student of the wisdom of Kabbalah.
They need to be like that, but not to the same level as a Kabbalist, but to the extent that they would be capable of bending, lowering their head before the explanation of the Kabbalist and carrying out the commands or the advices of Kabbalists.
And to what level, what layer does this explanation need to be?
Depends on the society. You have to be an expert on how to explain it all. You have to approach each nation. What does it mean to the 17 nations of the world? You have to know how to do it, just like with a child. Every year you add some knowledge to him and a new society and new games, and you demand different things from him. Education is education. There's no greater problem in the world than education. That's the only thing missing in the world.
The question is whether this component of the Creator, and it could be confusing to most people, it needs to be maybe from the beginning as a certain word or a concept that the one who's being educated needs to take into account which is right now just a question mark. It doesn't say anything to him, but because we are teaching it that way,
because he's suffering in his life and there's death ahead of him. I don't demand of him to be in such a height that he would understand me and what I'm about to explain to him. No, there's no choice. It's either life or death. That's what he has to see. We have to explain that as well. Gradually open his eyes to it, to see that what's before him is death. You understand what it is? Or life worse than death?
That's understood, and
he has to feel it, and then accordingly he will agree to listen. We don't demand more than that. He will be ready to hear about this new education, this new world, and after hearing about it, how he can join it, participate in a group, in the study, softly, comfortably. But everyone must be in it. I'm asking you a very simple question. Let's say now they're talking about energy, right? There's a problem in the international negotiations about, with energy and warming, and also in Israel. You have 6%, they want to raise the price of electricity and so on. Look at the price of gas in France. Look at the riots that started there. Meaning we have a problem. What can we do? I spoke with my son. He said that they shut down a General Motors factory. 20,000 people were out on the streets. Not rioting yet, but now they're unemployed. 20,000 in one city. It's not just 20,000. It's around them. There's five times more, because it's families. You understand? What will you do with them? You have to give them education. Why did it happen? In what world are we in? Why is this the direction things are going in? And why things will get worse? You have to explain it all the time. Who's doing that? In no country are there people doing it. They gave it to the media to do it. Fake news.
I'm asking only about one point that Baal HaSulam defines here, that the problem was that there's no component called the Creator as a goal of the connection, as the goal of love thyfriend thyself.
So I'm asking again, sir, what is the Creator?
So one is connection above everything, above the whole world. There are other methods that say connection to the whole world.
So I have nothing to tell you. You need to go through education. It's a problem. You think you are ready to educate someone? You yourself need to study and absorb what the Wisdom of Kabbalah is saying. You don't understand, or I don't even talk about feel, the correct definition of the Creator. It's the general force of reality that develops all of reality, that contains all of reality in it, the force of love and bestowal and connection. This is what it demands of all of creation, that in all the parts that it shattered and broke apart, it demands that they will connect with love and agreement tighter and tighter, tighter and fuller agreement and connection. This is the Creator. This is the upper force. And you are bringing whatever the Bolsheviks taught or did not teach. This is what they had to teach and learn by themselves as well.
But against this general force of reality, there's an additional force called the ego, which is also...
Exactly. The force of the Creator is controlling the ego and is bringing all those problems to you through the ego, so you will come to know it. Separation against unity. That's what's going on. Ego is separation. The Creator is unity.
So how do you settle between them? That's the question.
By education.
Ken.
Baal HaSulam wrote this article in the 40s when they saw Russia is deteriorating. Today we're seeing that also the liberal idea is deteriorating. The whole American dream, and humanity is truly seeking an idea in place of that. So it either has fascism, which is on the rise, or the communal sharing idea of Baal HaSulam. How do you see it?
I see two. Either the Third World War, as he's saying, or education that brings connection. There's nothing more. Either one or the other. What do you want?
In English, please.
What does it mean that they committed a sin that the Creator couldn't forgive? And why does he write it that way?
Because
they
used the force of connection incorrectly. Incorrectly. They took the force of unity, but used it to the detriment of mankind. They brought hunger, famine, killed people. They brought it through control, oppression, instead of education, bad control by the KGB and all those other institutions. That's why they've destroyed these people to this day. We feel it.
We learn there's no sin and the Creator is to blame for everything.
I don't want philosophies.
That's not philosophy. We learn that. Always.
What are you trying to say?
He writes like that.
What are you trying to say?
I want to understand why he writes it that way.
What?
That they sinned, that the Creator can't forgive them. And tomorrow we...
Meaning everything the Creator does, man does, the Creator does.
That's how I learned.
So go home. Why should we sit here? I don't understand. Go home and be done with it. Wait for him to do what he wants with you. You will say, you have another version. I'm coming here. I'm trying to learn how to control myself, the world. I'm doing it against the will of the Creator. The desire of the Creator is for me to sit, to lie down, like as you like to lie down, and wait for Him to do what He wants with me, without moving, an inch.
I don't understand all of that at all. But tomorrow we're going to learn how we need to think about there's no us besides Him and the good that does good and all that happened. Yes? And we yesterday learned
the fact that you don't want to work on connecting these two things that cannot be connected except above reason. The fact that you don't want to hear that and work on that. This we heard.
I want to hear and work on it.
It's not going to do you any good. You still can't hear it. That's what I'm telling you. Sit down, and 5 years from now, you can ask.
If I can, the last thing.
No. In 5 years. I'm telling you seriously. You still can't hear. But if you sit and hear, try to hear, you'll hear and you'll begin to ask questions on point.
What are the major understandings that a person needs to know that's in such an educational process that we talked about, the correct one?
When they teach him the wisdom of life that is not built on the intellect of a human researcher, but rather from seeing the upper system of reality, which comes entirely from knowing the global world as one complex, one system, and how humanity can and must join this system, this integral system.
That's the component of education, if I understand correctly,
yes.
Of knowledge. Now, there's also the education part.
What's the difference between schooling and education or upbringing? That we are slicing it. Schooling, we're slicing it. And schooling is when you learn about it, and education or upbringing is when you realize it. For this, you have to put them down in tens, in various circles, various groups, and to realize it upon themselves, the entire method.
And when they're sitting now in these factions, in these groups, and they're trying to implement this method, what are they trying to do in this group? What is the state to which I need to lead them as an educator?
Connection in the group. And show them how much they're capable of getting there or not. What Kabbalists write about it, what will we do with this, what will we do with that. All the things that we can do or cannot do. And not that we think is, even if they're not designed or destined to go above reason, because they're on the layer of the nations of the world, as we call it, let's say Bar-Ilan, all sorts, you know, nations of the world, universities, you know. Nevertheless, they need to know the obligation of Israel. You have to come to them and explain it, and that they have to participate and to be together in this joining and in connection and in support, called the nations of the world are bringing the nation of Israel to the mountain of the Lord. And in this way, to be together, they need to know everything, except where they can't understand, they can't grasp it, like our American, for the time being, then no. But nevertheless, they will support it, because by that they rise.
I'm asking specifically about the implementation. On the level of the knowledge, information, you can, there's a lot of development and studies that you can show why the world's going that way. But internally, when you're trying to create something between them in order to equate to this system, what's their goal in this connection? What are they asking to reveal in that workshop or circle that they're doing?
Connection, nevertheless. Except depends on what degree. And in that connection, they have to be connected to us.
Meaning, as far as they're concerned, connection is the creator.
Not as far as they're concerned, also what we are concerned, but...
Meaning that inner force that you reveal in that connection between people that is usually special when we usually bring them, that's what they're seeking, that force, that energy, that pillar that they're going to be drawing forces from.
Terence, last one.
Rav, as far as what's happening in France, what do we need to write and disseminate right now? What message should we be spreading there, giving to them, to pass on to them?
Who will you write to? When you now have such riots, what will you do?
They don't understand what's happening there.
Of course they don't understand, so... When they did the revolution 200 years ago, did they know what they're doing? No, it's an eruption.
But we need to do dissemination, to give them, to someone to understand what's going on now.
Only talk in general about education. That there's no choice. We are facing an increase in cost of everything. We have no electricity, no gas, we have nothing. You know what? Let's erase half of the factories. Why do we need it? Go to each and every factory. See how much it produces and how much of it is being thrown out, you know, into the garbage. The quantities, you know, how many cars they make, how many planes, how many... I'm not even talking about clothes and food. Food! We throw out. Why? Because for the time being, someone is filling their coffers, their pockets. Why does he need it? Because tomorrow is going to be worthless? It's not important. For the time being, his ego is lives from that. So, like it or not, it will come to a crisis through the financial system, through electricity, through something. It comes to a crisis, ultimately. You will see that people are thrown out into the streets. They become unemployed. Unemployed. And then you have no choice. You have to provide the minimum to them, the essential for their existence. And you have to provide to them an inner fulfillment so they would be satisfied with it and they will see the future. Because otherwise, what future? I get up in the morning, I have nowhere to go to. I go to sleep, I don't want to sleep, you know. And so what's happening with humanity? It starts to go out into the streets. That's what you have. Like you have today in this... in this square in Paris. See what they're doing? Things that even educated people would not do. They destroyed a museum there that existed in the Place de l'Arc de Triomphe. And it was a museum. Statue, yeah, also the museum. They got inside, they burnt it, they destroyed sculptures, pictures, paintings. What is that? It's like bourgeoisie, like the revolution that they had before. Okay, that's a sign that of lack of education, ignorance. Human education, let alone purposeful education. With that, I'm telling you, we should get into all these texts and to see, to watch the news here and there. Not just news, maybe there's almost nothing, but there are you know, journalists that cover economics, history, society, that write some good things. It's worthwhile. We need to prepare ourselves for that. And the main thing is connection. With that,
announcements. The Zohar lesson. You are invited to watch this evening at 5:30 Israel time in his lesson live with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers. Good day. The Fundamentals to the Wisdom of Kabbalah course, we're happy to invite you to an evening towards the opening of a course in the Fundamentals of the Wisdom of Kabbalah. These evenings will take place in all our branches, 18 branches all over the country. Entrance is 30 shekels and RSVPing. Details at KAB COIL or on 1-700-509-209. The World Virtual Congress 2018 in Arvut as one man. Thousands of friends will gather and connect virtually on the 14th to the 16th of December. Join us watching Rav Lightman's lessons, Yeshivat Chavarim, meals, and much more. Enter the site, onekabbalah.info, for details about the convention. We will conclude. Thank you and good day. Song.
בשביל מה נולדת? בואו את כל הנסתרות, בואו על מה פעם שאלת ותגלה בעצמך תשובות. בואו את החיבור בינינו, בואו את עומקי לבך, בואו את מה שגילינו, איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך.